Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Check it, check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, pumping pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, you know. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing ice and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast, condos and Queens in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good,
So good.
And if you don't know, now you know.
You know.
Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the stores. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know.
So, so, oh,
and if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. fast label.
Michael Ward, and it's with great pleasure. I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and every one of those 42 countries around the world who are listening in. I appreciate you. Tell your friends. And also, before I bring on our guest who will be doing our part two, Marilyn Gregory, I first want to say hello to my co-host, Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. How are you? Happy November.
Thank you, baby. I'm just trying to deal with this pain in my knee. I've been having pain in my right knee, and I pray to God that I don't have to have a knee replacement because, this thing has been, like, fierce. I've been heating pad on it and just trying to stay off of it, but, you know, plus other things are going on in my life, you know, that I pray God continue to give me the strength, the wisdom, and the faith and patience to not just stress out, because I don't care who you are, me included, you know, there's going to be moments in your life that you're going to feel stressed and overwhelmed, and I'm going through that now, but because I believe in God, I'm just going to give it to him and trust and stop trying to internalize it my own self, because I can't fix some things I would like to fix. So without further ado, I don't want to take away, you know, from Merlin's time. We're going to introduce our special guest, Marilyn Gregory. How you doing, sweetie pie?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Hey, Chris, it is so good to be here. I will definitely be in prayer for you, Terry, about your knee.
Thank you.
And your optimism is contagious.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, I just hope that some things that I say, whether verbally or on my media sites, that can uplift other people, because and that's what we need. We need encouragement from each other, because sometimes it's just a word that can make a person feel better about what they're going through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes that's all we got. You remember Paul, the man who was by the pool? He'd go there every day waiting, you know, for somebody to put him in the pool. And, you know, said, look at us. You know, money, we don't have money, but what we do have, we're gladly given. And sometimes that's just a word from the Lord. And sometimes that's all you need.
Amen. Yes, because for people who don't know, God will speak to you. The Holy Spirit will speak. And for people, you know, they don't understand. Yeah, and they don't get it, that they be saying, well, how can he verbally speak? For those who don't understand, if you believe in telepathy, that's how God's telepathy is loud and clear in our voice, what's going on, what he wants us to know. Because many times he pulls me out of the snares of trying to commit suicide, and I'm a strong chick, you know, so I ain't the one who just all willy-nilly have an issue, and then I want to do that. No, so, he saved me plenty of times, and I just want people to get it, you know, that things is not always as bad as they seem, because someone else is going through worse. So find your blessings when you can find them, you know, and, you know, just stand on that, you know, and this brings me to the point about your book, Adam's Rib, is that correct?
It is. I am Adam's Rib, what you should know about you before saying I do. And the Lord just recently got me started my outline for My next one, I am Adam's rib, understanding who I am and whose I am. So
right.
I am excited about that, and I'm working on it, so I'm very excited about it. Because, you know, as women today, we deal with a lot. Not that our men don't deal with a lot, because I know they do. But as women, we wear so many different hats, and we're nurturers. And sometimes we fail to nurture ourselves because we're so busy nurturing other people. And it's, and sometimes we don't require people to value us based on our worth. We allow people to treat us based on our experiences sometimes. You know, I may have experienced some things. I may have gone through some things. But that's not who I am. So we have to learn who we are and whose we are. We are daughters of Abraham. And there is a covenant. There is a promise that goes along with that. And when we understand that as women and we begin to value ourselves and understand what we are worth, then we will begin to require other people to treat us in such a way.
Exactly. And I just want to say on the air, my religious opinions, even though I'm a Christian, and obviously Marilyn is too, I don't want no one to think that because we share what the Bible say, because some people could be into Islam, they into the Quran, somebody could be Buddhist, somebody could be whatever, throw a wig up in the air and fall on a tree. I don't care. But the point I'm trying to make is that everybody is welcome and entitled to their own beliefs. We are not being judgmental, and definitely I'm not. You know, so when I speak about something that I say is pertaining to the Bible, that's my personal belief. But I ain't knocking you for what you believe, and you ain't got to concede
right.
to what I say. Because at the end of the day, one thing is true, you know, and I don't care what religion it is, one thing is true, that when you die, you got two choices, it's heaven or hell. And in any kind of belief system, whether it's Buddha, kiss the sacred cow or whatever, that's the only choice, you're going to either go to heaven or hell. You know, so I just want to make sure that I try to live a life that will get me in heaven. Because, I mean, I like it warm, but I don't want it scorching. You know, that's just a hell in my home. I'm just going to put that out there, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I'm not real big on 100-degree heat. Yeah, I'm like you. I like it warm, but I don't like it that warm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and just like you said,
enough,
it's about,
yeah.
Exactly. And it's just, when I say women, we are daughters of Abraham, it's about, you know, women, like you said, whatever your belief is, I'm not here to try to, tell anybody what they should and shouldn't believe. I know what I believe, and I believe what I believe to be true. And, you know, the thing about beliefs, no matter what you say to somebody, if they don't believe, you can't persuade them to. And a lot of times if they do believe, you're not going to change their mind. So I'm not here to do that. But I will say to you, to any woman or any man that's out there, if you're feeling like less than, if you're feeling like you don't know why you're here, what your purpose is, if you're feeling like you don't belong, I'm telling you, pick up the Bible, open it up and read it, and then you make that decision for yourself.
Or if you don't want to pick up a Bible because you might think that we are being selective in what we're trying to tell you to do, just, you know, pray to a higher understanding. Pray for a higher understanding in your mind, whatever that may be, you know, because anything that is omniscient or alpha and omega, whatever religion that falls under, anything that is the beginning and of everything, you pray that whoever is the one and only true God, regardless of what form you fall under, associated with, just give me the wisdom of discernment so I know that I'm making the right choices in my life. And that way I don't have to say, you got to be a Christian, you ain't got to be a Mormon, you ain't got to be a Buddhist, you ain't got to be a Muslim, you ain't got to be somebody who want to run around and kiss fairies or whatever, you know. I'm just saying, you know, everybody is different, you know. So
Yeah, and I tell you, there's this a good book to read. Like you said, you know, people might not want to pick up the Bible. There's this a book. It's called Dinner with a Stranger, and you may have heard of it. That is a really good book that breaks down all different types of religions, you know, and the differences in the religions. And this man, why he said, you know, I studied them all, and this I landed here, and this is why I landed here. Because it's about love, right? It's about, because God is love, and it's about acceptance. It's not about judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know a lot of times people run into, people run into religious people. And unfortunately, just like anything else that people aren't familiar with, someone who runs into a black person, they never dealt with a lot of black people. They run into one wrong black person, then all of a sudden all black people this way. It's the same thing, I think, with Christianity and any other religion. You come across that one person, and then you make a judgment about the whole religion based on that one person. And, you know, we don't want to do that because, God, you know, I have people tell me all the time, oh, I've been to church, and they this and they that. Well, you've been to church. You might have been. You haven't been to church because church is in us. We are the church. The Bible says we are the church. You might have gone to a sanctuary or a house of worship, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody mistreated you. That can happen anywhere. Unfortunately, it shouldn't happen in the house of the Lord, but it can happen anywhere. And it's not about my goal is not to be like. I love to listen to Tony Evans, but he's not my example. I love listening to Joyce Myers, but she's not my example. They are human. They are fallible, just like I am. My example is Jesus Christ, and that's who I strive to be like, because they might mess up. And if I hang my hat on them and I see them messed up, then I'm like, oh, okay, wait a minute, I got to rethink this thing. But if I put my hat on the one true living God and his son who gave his life, He walked this earth 33 years without sin. That's my example. Will I ever be like him? Absolutely not. I will never measure up. But my goal is to get as close as I possibly can every day. Every day in this walk. My goal is to get as close as I possibly can and to live my life where people can look and not look up to me. Because I'm here to tell you, I got some faults, right?
Don't look up to me and don't make me
your example because I'm not.
Well, the one thing you did say that is true, you know, whoever you worship, that person is about love. Even as a child, when you're playing with your little toys or you got the little Barbie dolls and you're putting on the clothes and the accessories and stuff, it's because you love that toy. You know, when you have a child, you're supposed to love that child. God is love. I don't care what
whoever you are
falls under in your life. But if it's something that's about love, then that's God all up in there because God loves us, all of us, you know, and none of us, including me who know the Bible, none of us, not even me, will be perfect, you know.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for people like me and you and everyone else out there listening and the sound of my voice, you know that Jesus came for all of us because none of us could measure up to be without sin or blemish. That's why he came a perfect man, so he can atone for man, you know. And it's not even a relative of mine who have been strong enough to take the flogging, the pulling off the skin, the giving him vinegar to drink, you know, putting a sword in his side, you know, just beat him down mercifully. Because the first time you hit me and I see a crack, I'm done. Forget you. You on your own, you know. So I'm just going to show you, you know, that even your family who loves you, they ain't that strong to take all of that he took for us. And I'm just so grateful. And somebody that I know that would do that for me deserves my respect and my faith and my belief. Because I know my family, as much as they love me, they wouldn't have done that, you know. And that's just facts. Anybody who would do that for me, you got my attention. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because he, you know, like you said, he died for us when we were yet sinners. We hadn't even believed yet, right? I wasn't even born yet, right? He hadn't even believed, so he died for us when we were yet sinners. And again, my job is not to judge anybody or tell anybody how they should live. not based off my opinion. And I see that happen far too often than it should. But if I mm-hmm. judge you, it's a judgment based off what the word says, not on what my opinion. And there are some black and white in the word, and there are some grays in the word. When I grew up, it was you can't drink. And in nowhere, and as I began to read and study the Bible for myself, there's nowhere in that said I can't drink. It says if I require the office of a bishop, then I am not to drink. And then I believe if I require the office of a deacon, then I shouldn't be drinking to the point where I'm getting drunk. But nowhere in there does it say I can't. But people take a little bit of the truth. That's what the enemy did, take a little bit of the truth and then manipulate it into what they want it to be.
And then with all the missing books, allegedly, that's out there that's been found with Dead Sea Scrolls and different things that didn't make the book because at the time, they chose the people, religious elders and upper echelon of the truth at the time. They put in the Bible what they wanted to put in there. So there's a lot of things that's really not there, like the Book of Enoch,
right.
The Book of Mary Magdalene, the one who's allegedly was supposed to be married to Christ, So since I don't know what's been missing, one thing I do know, that the Jesus who came and died for me even when I was not even born, so Jesus always said the ones who believe in me and who have not touched me, those are ones that's more, blessed because like the disciples back in that time, they walked with Christ. They knew him. But
right.
for people like us right here now, born, the baby boomers and the little babies now, whatever, we never knew Christ. We never was born. So for us to accept him and not have known him physically, we are blessed in that. And anybody, I just implore anybody, just know that one day you will die. You will not live forever, and before you die, just say, to yourself, whoever it is, whether your name is called Jesus or I am that I am God, because Jesus is known by a whole lot of names, just say, look,
right.
give me the discernment of wisdom so that I know how to be a better person. And one way to be a better person is to be loving and be kind. That will get you down the road, baby, where you will meet me in glory because I ain't trying to go to hell. Be loving and be
that's
kind.
Right.
And that's a tip from Perry Elio.
Amen. I was talking to my BFF the other day. Hey, Kim, you're on the call. I'm going to give her a call out. Kim Wedgeworth, I was talking to her the other day, and I was telling her because, I sound like Tony Evans. And he was telling this story about a woman. She was a woman of God, right? She went home, and on her door, it had a note. It said, hi, this is Jesus. I'm coming to dinner tonight. And she was all excited. She was like, I got to go to the grocery store. I got to get some groceries. And on her way to the grocery store, she saw this family that needed food. And so she stopped. She got them some food. She gave it to them. She was like, I got to go now. I got to get to the grocery store. Jesus is coming for dinner. So she keeps going, and she go inside of the store, and she gets her groceries and stuff and come out. There's a man there that's shaking. It's cold. He needs a coat. She said, hold on. She run back in the store, and she gets a coat. And she brings it out, and she gives it to him. She says, I got to go now because, Jesus is coming to dinner. So she goes on home, and when she gets home, there's another note on the door. It says, hi, this is Jesus. Thank you for the food and for the coat. Now, so look at God, because he said, what you do unto the least of them, that's what you've done unto me. But so often what happens, people say, I don't have time. I got to get to the store because Jesus come. I don't have time for you. Or I don't have time because we got a program going on at our church. So we pass by all these people who need help because we're trying to get to the church for the program. For the program. My God is about a relationship with his people. And what you
that's
do for
right.
his people, that's what you do for him.
Because if it ain't about relationships, it ain't about nothing. Because money will not
absolutely.
Be there when you're hurting. Money will not make nobody to love you. It'll make somebody lie to you and take advantage of you to get your money. But It's all about being loving and kind. And Anna Mae took away all the pretentious stuff and being simplistically, if you want to get into heaven, you got two things to do, be loving and be kind. And God will see you there, and he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That I just took away all the foam and everything. If you want to get into heaven, you need to be loving and kind, because love will cover a multitude of sins.
Multitude of sins. And there's really only two commandments in the New Testament, honestly. If you look at everything, there's really only two. And that's to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And to love and treat your neighbors as you would treat
yourself.
That's it. If you, everything falls up under that. Everything else falls up under that. If you do those two things, everything else falls up under that.
Yeah, so. You know,
but we want people to be like us. We want people to think like us. We want people to dress like us. We want people to look like us, you know. What kind of world is that?
Sure people don't dress like me, because I like being different.
Yeah, no one dresses like you except Joan Collins. No, I'm kidding.
I know, right? I like being different, okay, with my purple hair and my brown hair and my yellow hair and my pink hair that's coming soon because I got me a pink wig. I like being different. Don't dress like me.
That's right. Be who you are, because, you know, when Jesus came upon the disciples, he didn't change their career. He didn't change. He didn't tell them they had to start dressing a certain way. He didn't change. He said, now instead of fishing for fish, you're going to fish for men. You're still fishermen. And I'm not saying you have to change your clothes or nothing, but what you're fishing for is going to change. So you can still, when you come to Christ, people think they have to come, and they're not, I can't wear my hair a certain way, I can't dress a certain way, I can't do this or I can't do that. And that's what the enemy wants you to think, what I can't do, I can't. Instead of thinking about what I can do, now I can be free. I can be free to be who I am. I can be free to allow other people to be who they are. I can be free to love people regardless if they're different from me.
Right.
There's a lot of freedom there.
You're right. And I just want to throw this in here before we run out of time again. I just released my latest book called Broken from the Inside. And that book
Congratulations.
Is on Kindle. Yeah, thank you. It's on Kindle. Amazon hasn't got it on the search engines yet. I don't know why, because KDP is a part of Amazon. But if you buy from the Kindle publication, it's available for sale right now. But if y'all would like an autographed copy of the book, Broken from the Inside, y'all have to send me a Cash App at $Transformed, TRANSFORMED, and the number 10. Or they can send me Zelle at my phone number, 443-956-8753. Or they can send me payment via PayPal as well. And in that book at the end, you'll see that Chris Michael Ward is my co-host. And also I got a new website that's getting published, and it's not the old one. This website is www.authoress. Then there's a dash. Then there's Terry, TerryElyle.com. That's the new website. Y'all need to check it out. But we're going to have to wrap this up because we are down to like 55 seconds. And time flies, so, you know,
time flies, right?
I don't know what to say, baby. Yeah, but, you know, I believe that the message that we shared was meant to be out there. I know your book is called I Am Adam's Rib, but, you know, we had to share what we did because, you know, I just think everything happens for a reason.
Right, absolutely.
So on that note, I want everybody to have a safe weekend. Please be safe. Please don't drink and drive. Please act like you got relatives out on the road, because I got mines out there. I want them to come home at night safely, you know.
Yeah.
And just, you know, get out there and be loving and be kind and treat people with respect the way you want to be treated. And on that note, I'm going to bid y'all adieu. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night, baby. You're welcome.